Aloha. Welcome to KKCR's Talk Story from the Garden Island. Talk Story, or Vala'au in Hawaiian, is roughly translated as reminiscing and communicating. Bill Kaiva's connection to Hawaiian music and culture comes from the isolated Kauai ranch of Kipu Kai. It was here that he lived as a pani olo, or Hawaiian cowboy, learning many traditional songs, some of which have never been recorded. Outside of the ranch, Bill has shared his music by entertaining around the world and has recorded over 18 albums. In this special talk story, Bill shares stories of his days at Kipu Kai, as well as old Hawaiian songs and legends. Join me, Jessica Dofflemire, in this talk story from the heart of Kauai with Bill Kaiva. I'm interested to know your connection with Kauai. Can you share a little bit of background about your place with this island?
My connection with Kauai started a very long, long time ago through a man called Mr. John T. Waterhouse at Kipu Kai Ranch. I got to this ranch when I was a pretty young boy, but never came back for quite a while until I was finished with some entertainment in Honolulu during my time. But he was responsible for all the music and for all the songs that I have learned here at the ranch. Going back to Kipu Kai Ranch, I've been there quite a while. In the evenings, you had to sit there and sing a song. Maybe 10 to 20 times he'd make you sing a song over and over and over again until you got it right. So my connection with the island of Kauai, this is really more my home than Honolulu is. So Kipu Kai is such a beautiful place if you've never been there. It's located between Poipu and Naviliwili. So in order to get to this ranch, you had to go 1,000 feet up on one side from Kipu. Then you had to go 1,000 feet down on the other side to get to Kipu Kai. So you had to have a four-wheel drive, or you had to come in by boat to get to this beautiful ranch. And it's still there. It's a privately owned ranch. It covers about 2,500 acres of land. They run many cattle there. But I think for Kauai, I feel that we were the ones that were responsible for bringing in the nene bird. You know, nene has never been on this island before. We were the first ones to bring them over here. And they came from a place called Keolaho on the big island of Hawaii. We got them from Mr. Shipman, Herbert Shipman, who put them on the barge. At the time, it was illegal to send those birds over here. But we snuck them in on the mats and container barge and got them over here to Kauai. So that's how the nene got here. It was through John Waterhouse. So I want to make that clear because he is the first one to bring the nene birds here to the island of Kauai. And many other birds, especially pheasants, a lot of different color pheasants was brought in by him. The pure blue pheasant was brought in by him. And the red pheasant was brought in by him, and we let them all go. And the caretaker and the head foreman of that ranch was Rikizo Bob Hasegawa, who is responsible for all of these birds and really taking care of these birds and really making Kipu Kai what it was during my time there. I spent, most 40 years, I think so. I've known John Waterhouse, but being on the ranch probably 30 years because of my time of performing in Honolulu, so I never got back home too much during my entertainment career. To the music, the credit has to go to Mr. John Waterhouse, who became my father later on in years, because he had over 250 songs that has never been recorded before, never been on the market. And I can remember one time we were going to do a recording, and this was with the Sons of Hawaii, Eddie Kamai, Feet Rogers, Joe Marshall, Gabby Pahinui, and Leland Arthur Isaacs. We were going to do a song called Mauna Lahi Lahi. This album was strictly old-fashioned Hawaiian music. There was no song that has been recorded on this album. And I was told by one of the gentlemen that, oh, your father is Haole. He cannot come in here. I said, hey, he's more Hawaiian than you, brother. He speaks the language fluently. I said, what are you talking about? He said, he's the one that taught me this song. Oh, but he cannot come in because he's not Hawaiian. I said, well, okay, I'll go back and tell him that you cannot come into the studio. He told me, who told you that? He said, I'm coming in the studio anyway to listen to make sure that you sing it correctly. So when he got into the studio, I said, oh, this is Mr. John Waterhouse to a dear friend. I'm not going to mention his name, but I said, this was John Waterhouse. And he started to rattle off all in Hawaiian. No English was spoken, and the gentleman just stood there and looked, and he didn't know what to say because he didn't speak Hawaiian, but he was a great instrumental player. I have to say that you better be very careful who you talk to today, because today you might talk to an old-timer and he speaks fluent Hawaiian and you don't know what he's talking about. So this gentleman was responsible. Like I said, he became my father in later years. Responsible for my music, for all the old songs that we sing, and for many other people who sing the old songs that he has given to me to give to certain people to sing. One was Ipuku Makahi, and I saw where you had her here, and she did a couple of my father's old songs. And Leilani Bon is going to be recording some old music from my collection that was left to me by my father. I'd like to take you back, way back, and do a couple very old numbers, if you don't mind, and show you that what some of the stuff that that I've learned there. Some of these songs that you're going to hear has never been recorded before. They have never been out on the market. And I was with Leilani Bon yesterday, and I gave her about 10 songs that she will be recording, some of the old songs. This one comes from, I would have to say, Makaweli, and Polihali, and down along the coast there too. So the song went something like this. This has never been recorded before, and it will be recorded. The song is called Alo e Hukai. And for the Ni'ihau people, I'm sure you may remember this song, and you may not, but this very old song goes out to Beniamina. If you're listening, Ile, this song goes to you. Pono ole ke aku ikale o ualo alehu ke ki ia ela ikawai hoa hoa pili ahe anu imi ia ke hoa imana ike o nekani o no hili kahi ale ka vai li ula ike kulu o limaloa Heia mai nei o makawele, ka ua e pili me ka papa ena ena, ke oni wale o luhi, I ka pohai ana manu. Ha ina kuulani I lohi, o lili una moku he inoa, Lani nana I aloha aku, e ehu kai o kai liula. Ha ina kuulani I lohi, o lili una moku he inoa. Ki I lani na aloha aku, na ehu kai o kaulakahi.
How have you seen Hawaiian music change over the years?
I have seen so many changes in the Hawaiian music. Some for the good, some for the bad. Let's put it this way. When you're recording Hawaiian music on an album, I think the album should be done all in Hawaiian and not a mixture of contemporary Hawaiian and to mix it with the old Hawaiian. I think if you're going to do a Hawaiian album and when they come up for a Hoku Award, that album should be strictly old Hawaiian music and not a mixture of songs. They may have people disagree with me, but we're talking about a lost art of music. We're talking about Hawaiian music that has been lost. Some of this beautiful music that no one sings today. Whatever happened to them? At one time, you could go to Waikiki, and you could go from one end of Kalakaua Avenue all the way to onto the other end and hear strictly Hawaiian music. And this was in the early and late 1950s, 60s, early 70s. Hawaiian music was just beautiful. Tourists would love the music. I mean, what you would see was a lot of tourists, and the locals would all come out during that time. I mean, Fridays and Saturdays, that was their night. And we sang all Hawaiian music. We never sang any other thing but Hawaiian music. Today, when you sing Hawaiian music and you do all Hawaiian music, what kind of audience do you think we have to come to listen to the Hawaiian music? Do you know? Well, let me tell you. It's mostly people from the mainland and all Kama'aina people. And they are all, and I hate to use the word, but they're haoles. They just love the music. Whatever happened to the local people? Do they forget where they come from with the music of Hawaii? I think that's a shame, a crying shame. For myself, I feel sad because we're losing some of the most beautiful, beautiful music that I've ever heard of in my lifetime. I never only sang Hawaiian music in my time, though, but in my later years, I got to appreciate all this beautiful old music. And I was shocked when I was on the big island of Hawaii at a place called Mauna Lani doing a Hawaiian talk story. From out of the blue, some person says, "Do you know a song called Halona?" And I look and I say, "Of course I know a song called Halona. It's a very old song." And who asked for it? Somebody from the mainland. Now, how do they know that there was a song called Halona? They must have heard it during the old times. And no one, even Martin Fahinui or George Kuo or anybody else has ever heard of the song. They said, "Oh, you know that song?" I said, "Of course I know the song." And just to give you a little taste how the song went, if I can remember. He aloha vale la e ana noa i ka ua pau pili kanini i ko ia be i na pali ma u ka o halo. My goodness, I got it right. And the words was right, but that's how the song went. And these people knew the song. Amazing. Just amazing. Some of the old, beautiful songs that we forget. And we forget where our roots has come from for all these old timers that has written such beautiful pieces of music like this. So, and there is some composers today that write such beautiful music. Frank Kawai Kapu Okalania Hewitt writes many beautiful songs. Robert Casimiro writes many beautiful songs, old songs. So there's still a lot of us that sing the pure, the pure, the melody that was lost, the pure Hawaiian stuff. Some of us still do sing it. Not all of us, but some of us. I have nothing against anybody else, or I have no ill feelings or anything against any entertainer. So let me put this straight first. Whoever records, they are a recording artist. Their music is terrific, whatever kind of music you sing. But I am Hawaiian, and I love the songs that I sing. So I want to make sure that these other artists that sing the contemporary music, I think they're great. And for their time and generation, maybe one day they will go back and look and say, hey, I lost out on some of this old music that I should have sung a long time ago. And maybe they'll record it someday.
And you had said that there are some songs that have never been released to the public that are very old, and you're starting to begin to share them.
Well, I started to give away some of these songs, to share some of these songs, because my time of recording, my time has passed. I've done over, 18 albums and CDs. So my time has really, people say, oh, your voice is still there, but you have to pass on some of the old songs. So I want to give and pass on some of the knowledge of the old songs to different artists. I wouldn't say all of the artists, but I love the artists that sings, the Hawaiian music. Just the ones that I feel that I want to give to sing the songs, that's the ones that I will share these music with. I'm just starting now. Like you say, I'm giving away quite a bit of songs. You don't want to die with it, because how are they going to learn it? I don't want to take it with me. I would rather share it. If I go today, there will be maybe 100 songs that is lost. No one will ever know them if I go today. If I leave these islands, these songs will never be sung, because no one knows them. They will never know them. There's only another one person that I can think of, and that's Nina Kealiʻiwa Hamana, that probably knows some of these songs, because I sing with her quite a bit. So she's such a great singer, great person. I enjoy singing with her and enjoy being with her. So, and we sing a lot of old songs, and we sing a lot of duets together. This number, this song is quite old, written for Bernice Pauahi Bishop on her many travels to the mainland. And when she went to New York, there was a place that she wanted to see, was called Niagara Falls. And she did get up to the falls to see the falls. There at Niagara Falls, they were selling a lot of strawberries. Hawaiians never call a strawberry, so they call it ohelo, papa. So that was the name of the strawberry. And the song went something like this. Honiana I ke anu I ka mea hui hui Hoi hewa I kaha ili I ka ua po ai hala Leana I ka moki hana I ka vevehi o ka hiona Liha o pue I ke anu hau o ki o ka leponi Eo ka wahine a hele la o ka e ona A lua lua I li ula o ke kaha pua o hai O ka ua lani po lua Po andu o ke ko o lau Ku hoa o ka maluki Maluku kui o ka hoi wai Ia ai ka vilina A kanene e a kohelo papa A pua pua I ka noe mo Ha ha I ke anu Noho no me ka anoi I ka mana o I a loko O loko hana nui Pau ole I ke ana ia A ka wai lele o ania kala Ai ke I ka wai anue nue Ai ka po ai ai a ka e huha Li I pa ai laila Pue ana i ka ehu kai Pupu i ke koe koe Eia iho ka mehana o ka poli o hiilei E o ka wahine hele la o ka iona Alu alu vai li ula o ke kaha pua o hai O ka ua lani polua Po anu o ke ko o lau Ku hoa o ka maluki Maluku kui o ka ho I vai The song written for Bernice Pauahi Bishop
You want to tell us a little bit about your ukulele? It's not your average ukulele.
This one was a special ukulele. And the first one made like this. This was kind of a copy from Mo Keali's ukulele. Mo's Keali's ukulele is a little bit wider than this. But this one was made by Masami Kochi right here on Kauai. And the core is from Koke'e. This is the yellow core out of Koke'e. So this ukulele, this double hole ukulele baritone, was made right here on this island. So this is a cherished instrument. And so I never told anybody, but this ukulele's name is Hoku. So this is a star for me. So this is the name of this ukulele is. Hoku. I never even told my sister that this ukulele had a name or Masami who made it. He gives them all away. He makes it and he's a wonderful craftsman. So this, and he's taught the people on Niihau, children on Niihau, how to make the ukulele. He's a very wonderful craftsman. Talented in so many ways and he gives an awful lot back to this island of Kauai by teaching the youngsters. If you want to learn how to make ukulele, oh, you come up the house, I'll show you how to make it. That's his style. This is for my dear friend, my close friend, Mr. Mo Keali, who has gone long past and who sings with me quite a bit. But this is one of his songs that I love and I hope you love it too. It's kind of a church song, but it's still a pretty song. Maya e ika e wa O e mauno O kolana ki ila E mauana no E pai o mau Ina ililo nei Yaye Jesu Iko alakai E nono I kaku E koku ai Ya owe Ua maka uka oya E koku alo Lord. mo ki ale. Mahalo anui loa. There's a song that I like to sing to you. This song has been recorded by many, many people. But when I first heard it sung by Alliance Nayanoa, and Eddie Kamai asked me, oh, I would like to record that song. I said, well, I think Kualoa Treadway or Mrs. Treadway had the song, and the song was a beautiful song. It's entitled Ahilau Makani, but I have never heard it in a fast version. But this is the way I heard the song, and when I first learned the song as a young guy growing up, I heard it at a place called Mauna Lahi Lahi by Lahi Lahi Webb and Lions Nainoa, who was there, and they play in that old-fashioned style of slack key. And so the song, when I first heard it, it went like this. Mapu mai nei na kamaka ni lau ahi ahi I lawe mai I kukino ho'opu meha na I kupoli keho wa o ke a he lau makani hali ha li a la o he ala nei e moa ni mai nei na ka ua noe li li le hua I lawe mai I ku upoli ho'opu meha na I ke aloha kia la nei e pui ia mai nei na kamaka ni ahe kolo na he I lawe mai ia pili ho'opu mehana I kamana o e ke ho wa o ke a he lau makani Aliha liala o kuaina e ala nei he mai nei na kaleo o ana manu I lawe mai aloa au ho'opu mehana I ka leo e ke ho wa o ke ahe lau makani haliha Ala o kuaina, o kuaina. And that is how I heard Ahilau Makani sung in the old times.
We will return to Kauai Community Radio's Talk Story from the Garden Island with Bill Kaiva after your station's identification. On the island of Kauai, there are a lot of places with nature. I thought if it was possible for you to maybe describe a day at Kipu Kai as a paniolo, kind of give us a picture for our minds of what it was like back in those days on Kauai.
This is going quite way back. The day starts very early in the morning. Bob Hasegawa, who was our head foreman, is up around 5 o'clock. I know that he's down at the barn at around 5:30 and milking the cows and getting things ready for the rest of us cowboys to come down to the barn. We usually are there around 6:30. Between 6 and 6:30, we're down there at the barn getting saddled the horses. This is our day, saddle the horses. And then you ride out into the pasture lands, which is the most beautiful thing in my life, because nature unfolds before your eyes because the sun is coming up and it's early in the morning and sometimes it's really cold. You have to wear a jacket down in Kipu Kai. As soon as it comes around 8 o'clock, our day starts with the cattle, bringing the cattle in to bringing them off the pasture land, I should say, and bringing them in so they could all be checked if they're hapai or not hapai. This takes all day because when you're checking for hapai cattle, that means you have to bring them in the chutes, and then you have to, I hate to say what we have to do, but we put our hands in the rectum, and then you have to feel the shooting of the blood to see if the calf is alive or if it's dead. So I used to have that touch, but you don't do it a long time, and so you don't know. And they always ask me, is this cattle hapai or no? And I said, oh, I don't know, maybe. And I always say no, and when I say no, oh yeah, there comes a calf someplace for the cattle. So I wasn't too very accurate in saying if the cow was hapai or no, but that's our day. But like I say, the day starts so, it's so beautiful in the morning at Kipu Kai because you're so isolated. You're by yourself. Our work is never finished, really, at Kipu Kai because you're always, something always happens with the cattle. So your day is really never through. But at around 5 o'clock, usually that's what time we usually get out and we go home. Then we go to the beach. And we swim for about a half an hour or 45 minutes. And I get a chance to go and throw net, which I enjoy doing. But my father, would rain or shine, he will go to the beach and swim because he said the salt water is the best for the body. It heals and soothes the body, which is true. And I believe that you salt water heals and soothes the body. Then, after this is all through, I go down to Mr. Hasegawa's house and do some work down there. And it's probably learning how to do maybe feather lathe or catching the peacocks and taking all their feathers out, and we usually cut all their feathers off to make feather lace. So we had quite a bit of them at Kipukai at one time. I think I remember Bob said he counted about 3,000 birds, and there was more than that, I think, so at one time at Kipukai, peacocks, quite a bit. And they really came from the Ihau. Those birds, they were at first over at Nawiriwili, and they were taken over to Kipukai because they scratched up all the rice's car and they didn't want these birds over there, so they took it all to Kipukai. So we had quite a bit of them over there. But going back into the days, olden days at Kipukai, after it was true, I would hear a bell ring. We have a big bell there that he got from the train, the Kaala. We used to run down, and then he had it set up in the front of the house. And when you hear that bell, you better come running home because it's time for dinner and it's time for me to start singing. So I'd sing for about 45 minutes, and I may sing only two or three songs, but I had to sing them over and over and over and over and over again until I got it right. And then when I got it right, and I still had to go to Kavenapukui to make sure that it was more right. So that was my day at Kipukai. And in the evening, after we got through dinner, he would sit down on a hikie and read me all these old stories of Hawaiian and tell me all the old stories of what the tales and the riddles and the jokes and the old stories about Kipukai and where this was and what was here and all the many different things that people don't know today, that there is that much there at Kipukai of the old stories about the Kamapua'a, the night marchers. All these stories were told in the night. So I was so intrigued by all these stories. And so I was fortunate enough to know some of the stories. So I was, every night he would tell you a different story. Some were funny, some were spooky, but some were funny. And a lot of them was telling you about all the, so many skeletons that we have down there of the old Hawaiian burial ground that is there, that the warriors are still laying on the beach there, because on a certain time of the year when the sand blows away, you will see a lot of skeletons along the beach there with the skulls cracked. So I guess there were warriors from the Kamehameha when he sent his warriors over here to attack this island, but they really didn't attack the island because most of them were killed because they were so tired coming across the channel. So they landed and they slept on the beach, and probably all of them got hit on the head by the warriors here. So this island was never conquered by Kamehameha. So, but we do have a lot of skeletons there at Kipukai. And like I said, certain times of the year, these sands or will blow away. No, hili would come up and the sands will blow away. And you'll see all these skeletons, and they tell you not to go down there during this time because you'll hear all them talking on the beach, which is true. I mean, you may not believe it, but you can hear them. At a certain time of the year, you can hear them speaking all Hawaiian, and it's time, if you're fishing, it's time for you to go home. O kalehua aala o kahinano hena hele ki iwaina ka ua ko olua eli amaunei lua a ko puni ka uoha ke kui i hana no velo o ke a po vai pa uma no ai eli anei o iai kau hana mahope lawa e ake kamali e pela ko uho ohi pela I hoʻāhi ki aku. Lua ako puni kauoha, ke kui I hana noho velo. O ke apo vai pauma, ano ai I heli anei. Ano ai I heli anei. Ano ai I heli anei. And the song was entitled Lua Ako Puni Kauoha, taking you back to the old days.
What's one of your favorite old stories?
A favorite old story of mine is a Kauai tale, I guess I would have to say. One day, my father told me this story about Kamapua'a.
And for people that don't know what Kamapua'a is.
Kamapua'a is a Hawaiian man that turned into a pig. He first landed at Kipukai. And he went up the side of the cliff there. At Kipukai, there's a place called Kemamo, where the freshwater spring is. And that's where the runners from Lihue used to come up to get the water to take back down to the king or to the queen, because the water was a different tasting water, sweet water. So the Kamapua'a one day, when he landed there, went up to this pond or spring. There were some runners there at the pond, and they saw him come by, and they asked who he was. He didn't say his name, but he asked for a drink of water, and they didn't give him the water. So what happened was, the story was that he killed those two runners. And went there and laid in the fresh spring, laid down in water there, drank the water, and then went down to the Kipu side. Now, this is a true story. Going down the old trail to Kipu, there is a stone there that lays on the Kipu side where he laid on. And on that stone, he put his indentation of his body, and his private is all on that stone, and it's still there. Kipukai, this is a true story of the Kamapua'a man. This song I actually gave to Haunani Apoliona, and she came over to the house to learn it, but nothing was really ever done to this song, because there is not very many songs written for Queen Emalani, but this was one of these old songs that I thought was the most beautiful one. And when I first sang it to Auntie Vicky Ee, she said, I've never heard that song ever since I was a little girl. She said, who taught you this song? I said, oh, my father. She said, oh, your father is so akamai. He knows all these songs. You are very fortunate, she said. So this song meant something like this. Nani vale kole e mahalani e. I moani I ke ala o luka hume. Ho o hihi mai ana ke ala ona omona. I ka lei mo minani a ka lahui. I ka lei mo minani a ka lahui. Ke ala e malani mai, ke ala no. Ke ala e ke ala e moani mai. Ke ala e malani mai, ke ala no. Ke ala e ke ala e moani mai. Vehi veli vali au ia o e kamaha o. Ka hoku ma ka maha e o Hawaii nei. O o e ma ko e li a ma u nei. E moe o le ne I ka po me ke au. E moe ole ne I ka po me ke au. O oe no kamako ulei nani. E ka hiva hiva aloha akalahui. O ka oe ho'okahi no oe e kalani. O ka helu e kahi o ka iu. O ka helo e kahi o ka iu. Ha ina kolei e malani e. Ke ala I no hea I ka ua kilihune. I kui no mako ia ala lava. Ho'o hihi mau no ka maha'o. I lei ho'o hihi mau no ka maha'o. Ke ala e malani mai ke ala no. Ke ala e ke ala e moani mai. Ke ala e malani mai, ke ala no. Ke ala e ke ala e moani mai. Ke ala e ke ala e moani mai. That is very old. No one knows it. And so I'm fortunate to come here and sing this song for you, to do this radio for you. I'm thankful for your station for doing something like this, because we need more of this in Hawaii. Talk story. Sing, even if by yourself, just playing the ukulele, talk story with the people that are around you, and they listen and they say, wow, what beautiful music. So I'm thankful for you to having this honor to come and do this music for you. So appreciative from my heart for your station to do this. I really, really am thrilled and honored to come here today.
Well, it's an honor for us as well to have you here. Thank you so much for coming. What advice would you offer to the future generations of Hawaiians?
Advice to the generation, young, up-and-coming musicians and singers. It's all right to do the contemporary music, but just remember where your roots is. Remember your songs. Because if you don't sing it today, they will be lost forever. So just remember when you're singing contemporary music, just remember to sing some of the old songs too, because people love to hear this old music. I was at Luna Lilo Homes. They had 12 people there at Luna Lilo Homes. I mean, old folks. You know, it's a crying shame for our own people, because no one goes up to visit them. They sit there at that home. And when we went there Wednesday, we went up with a poi board. We pound poi for them. We sang all this old music. I sang all these old songs, really old songs. That here came an old man from Molokai, John Young. I said, John Young, my God, that name rings a bell. Isn't that one of Kamehameha's great warriors who taught Kamehameha how to handle? He says, that's my greatest great-grandfather. He had the same name. He was a very terrific man. I was so impressed. I wish I could spend more time with him. He had great stories. He brought out the ukulele, and he just ripped that ukulele apart. I mean, he just sang all these old songs he got over there. You know this song, Boy, Boy? You can't sing this song, Boy. Oh, I said, what song? Ahivena my nailo. Kahana ake aloha e lala venei kukino i koni koni I kapu vai. He would sing this song, they just rip it on the ukulele. Beautiful old songs. I was so impressed with this man. He had stories galore of Molokai. I'm going to go back in a few days to visit this man because he knew a lot of wonderful old stories and a lot of old songs and sang in that old whiskey type voice. Sang in that whiskey type. Ono no na mea ai I cha mai ka ihu ihu I ana kahi ana ana. I said, wow. I said to follow it. I said, wow, this guy is terrific. Said, we gotta come back here more often and visit them. And sang all these old music. I was impressive. And just to go, I love singing for the old folks. I love to sing for the old timers. Doesn't matter what old timer you are, you doesn't matter what nationality you are. But I love to sing for them because when you sing a song like Ahi Vela, Sweet Lay Mamo, Pulupe, or Waipio, they all know these songs. And they all sing along with you and it makes it so much. You have that soul. Then it all of a sudden you lose your mind and it takes you back into those old times because you hear all these old folks singing. So your mind wanders and play games with you. So you go back to the old days. And, you know, when I sang the other day with them, my mind went back to Kipukai, to my father, because I hear him singing these old songs. I hear him telling you, you're singing it wrong. Sing it over again. You're singing it wrong. Sing it over again. Even if it was one line or one word, you sing the whole song over again until you got it right. So I'm very fortunate in my life to have teachers like this. My father, Kavena Pukui, and Pat Namaka Bacon, and Nathan Napoka. So I'm very fortunate to be around these people that kind of helped me and taught me the right way to sing the song. We all make mistakes, all of us, every one of us, even the best, sing Hawaiian words. Sometimes we pronounce it wrong, but we all do make mistakes, but we try not to make too many of those mistakes.
Do you want to share another song with us?
I would be most happy. Now, this song is fairly a new song. It's a song because I was inspired when I saw a friend wearing some of Ani'ihau Shia lace, and the lace really looked like peacocky. So I got inspired while I was on stage looking down into the audience, saw the gentleman with the lace on, and I got inspired to do this one song. And so I'd like to kind of do this for you because this is fairly new, and this is one of the songs that Leilani Ban will record. And a lot of people has asked me for this song, but I haven't given it out. Aohe avale ana oe ke ala pua pikake ka iini kawaloko loko nei ka puwai ko upua lei pikake e ake noho ao e ike yake ala pua pikake kulei o kalavalea waka ana o ke aloha my sweet pikake lei. Yeah. ku kamana o e ake no aike ike kumu ke ala hoana nei ka kupoli my sweet pea kakele. E o mai iko inoa e ke ala pua pikake ina o ka lia aloko e makana ia nā puwai kupua lei pikake my sweet pikake lei kupua lei
I'm curious how you would describe aloha.
So much feelings with aloha. If you come around some of the old timers, instead of saying aloha, a lot of them say Evelina. Evelina is a deep word of aloha. A lot of feeling. Although aloha is used so much as goodbye, welcome, love. But when you come to close friends, people say, Evelina, the love is greater, is deeper. So that's how I feel about aloha. It's an Evelina because it's a close feeling of love. It shows the love within to the person that you're saying it to, that you have so much feeling for this person. And I feel that's what aloha is. When you say aloha to someone, you mean that aloha. You mean that love. You mean that feeling from within. If I said aloha to you, it comes from in here. It's not from the mouth. It's from the heart. So I say to you, Evelina, because you are very close and warm to the heart. So that's how I feel my saying of aloha is Evelina to you.
KKCR would like to thank Bill Kaiva for sharing with us in this edition of Talk Story from the Garden Island. The interview was done by Jessica Dofflemeyer. Engineering was done by Dean Rogers. Post-production was done by Dan Parslow, Jessica Dofflemeyer, and Dean Rogers. Talk Story from the Garden Island was recorded in the studios of Kauai Community Radio and is the second in a series produced by KKCR. For more information about this program and Kauai Community Radio, you can visit www.kkcr.org or call 808-826-7774. Funding is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Ahui ho, until we meet again.